We do. Girls just want to have fun. This is Meg on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Girls just want to have fun. Perfect song for our friends from the Pace Center for Girls. Got Kristen Dees, is that correct?
Yes.
And she's the board chairman in-house. And this guy, I don't know, you might have heard of him around town, Brent Lane. Good morning, Brent.
Hello.
How about that? So we are here to talk about Pace Center for Girls, big event coming up. Kristen, tell us everything.
Yes. So the Pace Center for Girls is located here in Pensacola. And we serve girls who might be struggling a little bit with some things, and we help them academically, and we help them prepare for basically life skills. We provide therapy, all kinds of cool stuff. And we have a fundraiser coming up.
Excellent.
Yes.
So specifically, I know you do help girls that are suffering from trauma that maybe haven't had the best start so far. And this gives them an opportunity to experience a lot of love, because I have some friends that work with that organization. And women that are really interested in helping young women get a new start.
Yes. So the girls that come through the center, they don't have the best environment, I guess you could say.
Yes.
Through no fault of their own. And so there's times that they just need a little bit of extra support, a little bit of extra care, a little bit of extra time. And so Pace is able to offer that to them at no charge to them.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
And even though it's in Pace, you do offer help for people in Escambia and Center. Or is it not in Pace?
It's not in Pace.
Aha, okay.
Yes. So we are here in Pensacola. The center is right over by the Pensacola State College campus.
See there? We have to dispel that myth right off the bat.
That's okay. It is a day school. So one of the questions that we get asked is, do the girls stay there? Do they spend the night? The answer is no. It is a day school. It runs pretty much all year round. Time off is not always a great thing for students who are struggling, so they run school all year long. And we also go out into the community through a REACH program, so we're also helping students who maybe for whatever reason aren't able to get into the center itself, but they need some of the extra services and therapy services and counseling and things. We can do that while they're in their schools through the REACH program.
Excellent. If you have a question for Kristen about the Pace Center for Girls, just text it in at 850-437-1620. So the big event coming up, let's hear about that.
Men Who Cook.
Yes.
Men Who Cook.
12th annual.
Hard to believe.
I know.
I tell you what, so I cooked in the very first one.
Wow.
I think I made bacon mac and cheese.
Okay.
Which was pretty good, but nothing compared to my world famous brown sugar baby back Ray hot dogs.
Oh, boy.
I'd say I did backstrap in this one year. But these guys, like, you get a... And it's supposed to be all amateur chefs.
So as of last year, we actually added a second division. So we have the majority of the chefs are amateur. And now we have a pro division with some local restaurant chefs that are also, they're judged separately. So they're not competing for the same awards as the amateur chefs are.
It gets heated.
It is fierce competition.
So Big Moose, formerly for Cat Country 98.7, is a three-time, three-in-a-row overall champion.
Yes.
Wow.
Top chef.
Top chef. Yes.
Wow. And, that's impressive.
It is, and he brings it every year. We were talking about a month ago, and it was like, oh, yeah, I've got something special this year. I can't wait to see what he brings. Could it be four in a row, or could somebody take him down?
I don't know. We'll have to see.
I mean,
we won't know until the results come out.
And every year it's different too. It's great. Is there? I remember we started doing the land, sea, air. Is that still our same categories this year?
No. So the categories are going to be appetizer, main, and dessert.
Okay.
So everybody's going to be in one of those categories.
Great. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
And the dessert category is fabulous.
Yes.
Just don't take my word for it. Just come and
just
try it.
Yes. Come and try it.
There you go.
Tickets are still available?
Tickets are still available. You can find them on the Pace Center for Girls Escambia Santa Rosa Facebook page. There's also an event page for Men Who Cook 2025. So tickets are available there. They do sell out, though.
Okay. And what is the cost of the tickets?
It's $75 for the cost of the ticket.
But you can eat your way through, you shouldn't eat starting now.
Right. Right. You literally eat for hours. It's amazing.
I'm going to roll up at 4:30 and be like, oh, yes. Bring me and Chapa hungry.
Yes, it sounds fantastic. I love it. I love it.
I have yet to make it the entire way around, though. I feel like I've done the Lord's work in trying.
Same. So. It's really hard to make it all the way around. The samples are amazing. We tell the chefs to just provide like this little sample, and they provide like this big, beautiful sample. Mm. It's really hard to get all the way around, but it's
but
pretty
somebody's got to do it.
Yep.
When we come back, let's talk about not just what some of the different folks who've been there year after year, but also some of the other things that are going, because there's a cool auction and there's some other things that help raise some funds for Pace Center for Girls.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll take a quick break here and then we'll come back and talk more about this exciting event for the Pace Center of Girls right here on Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you've got a question this morning, we are talking to our friends from Pace Center for Girls, 850-437-1620. Kristen Dees is here. She is the board chairman, along with Brent Lane, who is one of the men who will be cooking at the upcoming Men Who Cook event.
Mercifully, I am not cooking this year. I'm
You're
just going to taste it. No, I'm,
yes.
I'm going to be hosting some stuff.
Oh, so I heard you bragging about winning.
Well,
I just assumed.
You know what? My hot dogs are pretty great. Award winning. But right? Let me tell you right now, there are some folks that will come with some heat. Andrew McKay from News Radio is a frequent contributor to this. This is something he and his son do. And the idea is it's Men Who Cook. So you're not supposed to have any help from any of the ladies in your life.
That's right.
Interesting.
So it was my wife came the first year and it was like, stand back.
Yes.
I'm going to ruin this on my own.
Yes. It's kind of funny. We actually ask we ask the wives of the chef to leave for a little while so that we can do our judging, so that the samples can be judged without any contamination from the wives.
You know, my husband's award-winning weenies are just the best. And it's like, what?
Trying to influence the judges.
Yes.
Yes. But it's all for a good cause.
Yes.
And this is an event that raises a lot of funds and a lot of awareness. And, and we certainly have you have a dedicated board of individuals who have year in and year out stepped up to say that without this in our community, we would have women who would be left behind out of for one circumstance
100%.
Or another.
Yes. Yeah. So the majority of the funding, or not the majority, a lot of the funding for Pace Center for Girls actually comes from the Department of Juvenile Justice.
Mm-hmm.
So they provide some funding in an attempt to keep girls out from being frequent returners to the juvenile justice system. Other funding comes from the school board. And then the rest of it comes from local grants, corporate sponsors and donors and such, and community fundraising such as this.
Mm-hmm.
So we are partially funded by the government programs, and then the rest is picked up by the community through this event and one of our other events in January. So it's a big deal for us. Men Who Cook is a big deal.
And I think it's also really important to mention, if you've been to this before, maybe you went last year, it's in a different location than last year, but
it's the OG location. Yeah. So, this year we are back at Sanders, Resource Center, which we're excited to be back there. We enjoyed being at the Wahoo Stadium last year. That was a really awesome venue, but we got really lucky on the weather. And there's not a whole lot of protection there if the weather isn't great. So so we came back to Sanders this year.
There is something to be said for having a controlled environment to have this event.
A lot less worry.
Yes. I mean, so one of the things that this event is famous for is having some really cool auction items, some things that you may not be able to find in other places.
That's right. So we do a live auction at the event. We also have a silent auction of all kinds of things that have been donated from different businesses and people throughout the community, which is part of the fundraiser. And then we do what's called Sponsor a Girl. So it's the ability to be able to specifically say, I want to step up and sponsor a girl. And then there's different levels of commitment there that you're able to contribute to.
That sounds great. So when you sponsor a girl, now what are the age ranges again?
So Pace Center for Girls serves girls in middle and high school.
Mm-hmm.
The average age of entry is about 14, which is pretty young.
Right.
So these kids have already been struggling through some massive things in their life, and they're 14.
Mm-hmm.
So they can come in, they can get caught up on school, they can learn how to cope with the feelings and emotions and things that are happening in life more productively than what they're probably coping with them now. And then they can either go through the GED program and get their GED through PACE, or they can transition back into their public school if they're ready to do that.
Do you have a success story or a girl that's really impacted you since you've been involved?
So I personally am from the trades. We've owned HVAC companies for a long time and plumbing companies. And so I love to hear when girls are interested in learning about the trades after they're done with mm-hmm. PACE. There was actually one girl just recently who was excited about learning how to weld. Like,
that's
that
awesome.
Is so cool.
Yes. That's
also,
awesome.
You get paid. Like,
yeah, right. Yes, exactly.
Exactly. Yes. It's a well-paying job. It's mm-hmm. great.
Yes.
Oh, that sounds exciting.
Yeah.
That's really great.
PACE Center for We're Going to Help You Weld.
Yes, exactly.
There you go.
Like an amateur welding competition.
There you go. But no. It gets them in the right direction.
Exactly.
That extra support can mean the world, and it can be life-changing.
It is totally life-changing. This program changes the trajectory mm-hmm. of these girls' lives. And it's pretty incredible to see the track, right? As an adult, you look at a kid's life and you can see what's going to happen to them in a couple of years, but they can't see that because they're young. And so to be able to actively watch their trajectory change, really, really cool.
It's pretty amazing. And I'm looking at some of the information that was given to me. It says to date, more than 4,000 girls from Escambia and Santa Rosa counties have been served. Some of the highlights just from last year, from the fiscal year 2024, 8 out of 10 girls have experienced overall academic improvement. 9 out of 10 are engaged in their community, measured by being enrolled in school, higher education, and or employment. This is the big one. 10 out of 10 girls strengthened or maintained self-efficacy, the belief that you can succeed.
Yes.
I mean,
that's
can you imagine
amazing.
If you didn't have that resource? I mean, we have a lot of times had different women who've come in and been like, you know what, I went through this as early as 1994, and how they contribute to giving back is very inspiring for mm-hmm. others. I think, you know, sometimes you go through a lot so you can be the light to others, and PACE Center for Girls is sort of the example of how that works. And a lot of times you have these women who become very successful and come back in to help other women who may not have that experience in their life or in their families. And as a dad of daughters, you know, there is nothing like seeing your daughter succeed. And this is sort of our community daughters. Like,
right.
Let's go. And you
yes.
get the opportunity to be out there rooting for these young women who really do get a chance to just be amazing
right.
without having an opportunity they didn't know they needed
right.
and
mm-hmm.
then turn that into a community we didn't know we needed. You know, it's mm-hmm. like this is something that can be very inspiring for everybody.
Yes. Once a PACE girl, always a PACE girl.
Mm-hmm.
So they're always going to be part of the community no matter what they do, what they grew up to be and where they go. And it's really cool, too, to see them come back and participate in events and, you know.
I can talk to you all day long about
yes.
something, but a person that's had the experience
right.
and comes back and shares their experience, that's a whole different thing. It's a
yeah.
whole different kind of connection,
yes.
which is really amazing and valuable.
Mm-hmm. So buy your ticket and help these girls.
That's right.
Buy the ticket.
That's
Do it.
It.
Eat
right.
your way through it.
All right. Let's get the information again about the event, with the day, the time,
yes.
the ticket, everything.
So the event is on April 27th. That's
mm-hmm.
a Sunday. From 4 to 7 p.m. It is at Sanders Resource Center. The tickets are $75 each, and they can be purchased on there's a link on the PACE Center for Girls Escambia Santa Rosa Facebook page. There's also an event on Facebook called Men Who Cook 2025. So there's a link there to purchase tickets online.
Excellent. Okay. And this event, again, is on April 27th on a Sunday, 4 to 7. Perfect timing. And so that you can just not have eat anything all day Sunday.
That's right. That's
you
right.
should start not eating anything like
Saturday.
Yeah.
Full
Friday.
On 72
Friday.
Hours beforehand. You're going to give it your best, but it's going to be difficult.
And it is cool that this year they're going to have a professional chef category, which will be kind of neat because we'll have some of our favorite restaurants there. And then the silent auction. Now, is that
I'll tell you right now. Let me just,
okay,
just say right
ahead,
now. Like, nobody competes. Like, the amateur chefs are very like, this is my dish and I got this down.
Mm-hmm.
But you get some professional chefs in there that are like very,
Yeah,
they take it very seriously.
They take it very seriously.
Nope, nobody wants to get in.
Yep.
If we offered an opportunity to do boxing.
They'd be
go.
In the ring.
You
yes.
got it. Yeah.
They'd be
That's
in the
it.
Ring.
That's it. Okay, well, we're going to come back and talk a little bit more about the PACE Center for Girls, the exciting event that's coming up, Men Who Cook. You don't want to miss it. We'll be back at the Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, right after the break. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you got a question about the Pace Center for Girls or a question about the upcoming event, send in a text at 850-437-1620. So one of the things on my mind as I'm hearing you talk about all of this, if someone is listening this morning and they have a daughter or a neighbor's daughter or someone that they think might benefit from this program, how do you get into the program? What do you have to do?
Well, the first step is reach out to the center. Once you reach out to the center, their staff will do an evaluation and figure out if it's going to be a good fit and then take the steps necessary to get the person going in the program. So the first step is just reach out.
Just reach out and get that initial evaluation. Yeah. Does that cost anything?
No, there's no cost to the students or families. The funding that was coming from the DJJ covers all of that, as well as the community fundraising that we do.
So that's why this event is so important to supplement the funding from the DJJ. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So once again, Brent Lane is here with us. Brent is at our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, and he is the MC this year.
It's going to be exciting. I look at it as a mission to eat my way through everyone's food. I would love to personally thank you all for your contribution to this. How many cooks, chefs do we have?
We're going to have approximately 24 amateur chefs and probably about 8 pro chefs this year.
Oh, look at us.
Wow.
And, you know, some of those amateurs want to go into the other category too. You know it too. Like Big Moose. Can he go four in a row?
He needs to be in the pro category.
Come on, let's go. Big Moose is in there. So
competition.
We definitely looking forward to a great event. Obviously, it's a couple weeks away. I know the chef's meeting is coming up, which is always fun to see these guys always basically circle each other like, you know, wolves.
Yeah. They're all trying to scope out, but none of them want to share their secrets.
Oh, secret. Dogs, are you?
Oh, interesting. So they don't reveal their recipes ahead of time.
No, they're pretty guarded. Well, they tell us because, you know, there's some logistics that we need to do, but they usually don't share with each other what it is that they're doing.
Very serious.
Can you name a couple of chefs that are coming in? I'm putting you on the spot here.
You are putting me on the spot.
Is Robert Bender coming back in? He always made ice cream, which was great.
You know what? I have not reviewed the chef list before
that's
I came
right.
on here.
That's all right.
We'll get to
sometimes
it.
The surprise is the best.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You have to come to see who's going to be there.
I can tell you for sure. I know Moose. I know Andrew McKay is looking forward to it, and I am looking forward to eating everyone else's stuff.
Yes. So one of the things that I think is really cool about this event is obviously Pace Center for Girls is very girl-centered, but Men Who Cook is a really, really cool opportunity to show the girls that there are men out there who support them, who are good folks, who want to see them succeed. And that's a lot of why it's Men Who Cook.
Oh, I love that.
Is to be able to show those girls that there are good guys out there.
And that's a great side of this whole deal. Yeah. That's really great. Okay, well, we've got a minute or so left, so let's just review one more time because it's April 1st, so this is not a joke. This is real.
That's right.
But be prepared because all day people are playing little pranks, but this is no prank.
Yeah.
This is real.
12 years.
12 years. This is the 12th year.
Men cooking. I want to come to this. I want to see this.
Yes.
All right, so give the event all the info and how they can reach you at Pace Center for Girls.
For sure. So the event is Sunday, April 27th from 4 to 7 p.m. in the afternoon. It's at the Sanders Beach Resource Center this year, and tickets are $75 each, and they can be purchased through a link found on the Facebook page for Pace Center for Girls Escambia Santa Rosa.
Okay.
So they can get the link there. They can also find the link on the event page on Facebook called Men Who Cook 2025.
All right. And we'll post that on our page as well on News Radio 92.3. We always post our podcast, so we'll have the link there as well. Brent, thank you for being here. Excited to hear you MC.
You're excited to watch me eat.
And thank you, Kristen, for coming in. We've been talking with the Pace Center for Girls. Great event, April 27th. Men Who Cook. You gotta love it.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for both for being here. Watch out, everyone. April Fool's Day. Don't let anybody prank you. Have a great day.